most certainly do. Well, let me, what's the new test like? I mean, 100 questions, 50 questions, what?
There, I think there's 600 questions, but they test you on 50, and you have to get 37 of them right.
You know, one of these afternoons or days when they have a weekend class somewhere and I can get Kathy to drive me down, since I've never studied in, I don't know, 20 years, I guess, or better, for a test like that, I'm just wondering if I could walk in with cold feet, sit down, and answer 50 of them and maybe get 20 right if I was lucky. But it would give me an idea of what's going on with it. I know they charge you for it now. They didn't used to. And even to renew your license, you got to pay for it now. And it's like, whew, boy, they're really getting tight. I'm hoping Trump does something about that.
Well, listen, if you've got access to a computer or even on your phone, go to hamstudy.org, and you can take all the practice tests you want and just see what you think.
What's it? Practice.org?
Hamstudy, hamstudy.org. And they have practice tests that you can take for, you know, tech, general, or extra. So go in there under extra and click on practice test and see what you think.
I just might do that. I didn't even know they had one like that set up. They never used to do that. They didn't want it. It was all hush-hush secret stuff, so we was forbidden to give any of the information out unless they was testing for it. But, yeah, that was very interesting. Well, I'm glad that you got it, and I wish your husband, God, I forgot his name. Yeah. See, I only think of you, baby. I hope he passes it so you don't have total bragging rights, because right now he's going, God, I knew I should have done it. She's going to hold that over my head. I just know it. And you can just sit back and snicker and say, oh, no, dear, I wouldn't do that.
Oh, I just smile. I'll have it over him for a month, and then we'll be even up. And now he's on a big tear to make all 50 questions so he can beat me. See, I beat him in the general. He missed one in the general. I got them all. So now I missed one in my extra, so he's going to have to get them all to lord it over me. But, yeah, we have this friendly competition going all the time.
It's the way to do it. That makes you happy, and that makes him just want it even more. That's a good thing. I can't get Kathy to take any of that stuff with me. You know, I shoot. I make guns, and I shoot. And I used to be in a lot of competition, long range and so on. And, boy, I'm telling you, she don't want to shoot. She don't want to chit-chat on the radio. She don't have nothing great to say about it, only that it's a costly thing. And other than that, I'm going to get punched in a minute here, I think. But, you know, it's fun. It's something else to do that you probably don't have time to do it.
Oh, I certainly do enjoy it. I've been going over to the park and doing parks on the air and all kinds of things. But, Terry heard you talking on the radio, and he says, hey, your buddy Rick's on the radio. So I thought I'd jump in and give you the news. And did you get my text about the tower? It just folded that thing over in that storm we had a couple of weeks ago.
No. Your tower fell over? Yours?
No, the Lapeer repeater. It just folded that thing in half.
Oh, no, I did not know. I don't even think I seen a text like that. I might have, and it got shuffled into all my stuff.
Well, dig into your phone, because I sent you a text because I thought, well, you know, if you're trying to get into the repeater and you're having problems, you're not going to know that the, you know, the repeater was down. But they had that thing up in a temporary spot by 8:30 the next evening. It was amazing how fast they got that thing online. So, yeah, look at your phone and dig into all your old messages. You'll find me there.
Okay, I will do that. Yeah, that's a shame. That must be why all the testing and the squeals and the beeps, and I'm hearing stuff come in on there, and I'm going, what the heck? It's noisy, it's scratchy, then it straightened up, and I could hear a lot of people was saying, well, it ain't what it used to be, and I was wondering what the heck went on. Well, I'm glad it's fixed anyway. I couldn't help them do anything with it, but if they happen to need a few bucks to buy something with, I might be able to swing that. But other than that, no. Has Greg been around? He's the TV repairman.
No, I don't know. I haven't heard. But listen, I'm going to let you get back to your conversation that I so rudely broke into. And but I just wanted to say hi. I haven't talked to you in a long time. So I'll let you get back at it. And nice hearing from you. I'm going to have my radio on more often now that I'm not studying so hard. So give me a shout, and I'll do the same, and I'll catch up with you. Talk to you later. NABLC 73.
Okay, I hope you don't change your call. I'm just starting to get used to this one. Anyway, have a good one, my dear, and tell Terry, now that I wrote it down so I can remember who he is, tell him I said hi if he's not listening, and if he is, hello, Terry. Vic, have a good night, and we'll talk at you next time we talk. NAGYU.